It's Virginia Swanson with this segment of Perfect Health Today.
Hi, I'm Virginia Swanson, health and wellness expert and the author of Diabetes Diet. I would like to talk to you today about diabetes. Many people have diabetes or pre-diabetes. The American Diabetes Association is now stating that 1 in 3 people either have diabetes or have pre-diabetes, which is a very large number. I'm here today to give you some health tips on how to eliminate and prevent diabetes from damaging your body and your life. Basically, the first thing that you want to remember is your carbohydrate intake is very important when you are dealing with diabetes. It's very important to not eat over 50 grams of carbohydrates a day. Once you do go over 50 grams of carbohydrates a day, your body goes into insulin resistance. So if you are fighting diabetes or are concerned about getting diabetes, that would certainly be one way that you can eliminate the threat of getting diabetes and also bring your sugar levels into the proper range. The second thing that you want to remember is it's very important to take vitamin C or eating any type of food. There are poisons out there in your food that can damage your body, and when you eat, those poisons go into your body, and vitamin C is one way of counteracting those sodium nitrates from damaging your body. So the type of vitamin C that I recommend is ester C, and the reason for that is it's very gentle on the stomach. So that's a good way to keep your body from not having additional damage from the foods that you eat. And then the third thing is it's important to take your vitamins each day, like a multivitamin, your magnesium, calcium, things like that. I do go over the different supplements that I recommend in my book, Diabetes Diet, but the main ones are vitamin B, a multivitamin, calcium, magnesium. Those are the main ones that you would want to concentrate on. The third thing is sugar and carbohydrates are practically the same thing when they go into your body. So if you're thinking that you can have 50 grams of carbohydrates and 50 grams of sugar, actually the sugar and the carbohydrates are the same number. So you really just want to look at the carbohydrate number. And if the item says it has 50 grams of sugar and it has 45 grams of carbohydrates, then you just want to go according to whatever the carbohydrate number is and not pay attention to the sugar number, because the carbohydrate number is the one that really matters. The third thing that you're going to want to do is increase the protein in your life. A lot of people with diabetes eat a lot of carbohydrates and different foods that actually turn into sugar in the body. So if you can stop consuming so many carbohydrates or so much sugar and replace that with protein, your body's going to function a lot better. The other thing is the fats that you intake into your body. It's very important to stick with only whole fats. The ones that I recommend in my book, just a couple of them, are butter, coconut oil, and palm oil. Do not eat any low-fat oils, and also you want to try to stay away from the different vegetable oils that are out there. I do go over that in my book, Diabetes Diet. If you would like to purchase the book, you can go over to our website, which is curediabetestoday.com, and you can download the ebook copy, or we'll be happy to mail you a hard copy or soft copy. And so you want to make sure that the oils that you're eating are whole oils and not any of the margarine blends that they have out there. Also, it's very important to stay away from any kind of unfermented soy. You can have fermented soy, but unfermented soy damages your body. It's very poisonous to the body. But if it is fermented, then it's fine for you to eat. So people with diabetes really have to pay attention to the things that they eat, and also pre-diabetes. If you do that and you follow some of the supplements that I recommend in the book, you will be well on your way to recovery. If you are on insulin as you're going through and changing your diet and adding the supplements, you'll want to check your blood sugar level on a regular basis, because this type of diet is going to actually lower your sugar level very quickly. So it's important that you keep track of what your sugar levels are really every 4 hours to make sure that you're not having a low swing in your sugar levels. As your sugar levels start to come down, you can pull away from your medication, slowly get off your medication. And you can coordinate that with your doctor. That's a beautiful way of getting off any sort of medication that you're on for diabetes. The other thing that I would like to talk to you about is the types of carbohydrates that you might want to consider eating. There are some what they call sprouted bread or sprouted bread products out there from a company called Food for Life. And they make really great products. One of their breads that they make is called Ezekiel bread. You can find it in your freezer section. If for some reason your store doesn't carry that brand, you can ask them to begin carrying it. Also, a good company to purchase oils from is a company called Spectrum Oil. If you are going to use olive oil for your salads and things like that, make sure that you're using Italian olive oil, not any of the other olive oils that are out there. The reason for that is Italian law demands that the oil is processed at a low temperature, where any olive oil that you might buy in the United States is not regulated by those temperature guidelines. So if you do happen to buy an olive oil that's not an Italian olive oil, the oil could already be damaged, and once you start using it for food, it can really go into your body and cause a lot of damage and inflammation. So you'll want to stay away from any type of olive oil unless it's an Italian olive oil. So those are a few things that you're going to want to start off with as you're going through your healing. And your sugar level is starting to stabilize, you may want to consider adding a few of your favorite treats back into your diet. But if you do happen to do that, just make sure that you're always using whole foods. For instance, start to incorporate sugar back into your diet. Try to use like a turbano sugar or a raw sugar, something that is not processed. The other thing is, if you're going to start adding potatoes back into your life, rather than eating a white potato, you may want to consider eating a red potato. So those are certain kinds of changes that you can make. Also, instead of having half and half with your coffee or tea, use whole cream. And again, all of these things I do go over in my book, and I hope that this segment has helped you to change your diet just a little bit so that you can get back to being healthy if you do have diabetes or you have pre-diabetes. If you're not testing your sugar levels on a regular basis, you can purchase a little diabetes kit at a store like a CVS or a Walgreens, or even a lot of the grocery stores will carry them now. You can use those to test your blood sugar throughout the day. And I highly recommend those types of testing kits because you can really keep track of your progress. The other thing to remember is if you do happen to eat a lot of carbohydrates or sugar one day, it may not show up in your bloodstream for a 24-hour period. So you may actually have a spike 24 hours later. So don't think, oh, well, my sugar level's still low, so I'm great, because what might happen is at the end of that next day, your sugar level may go up. So you really want to try to maintain an even carbohydrate or sugar intake. Try not to eat a lot at one time. If you find yourself craving something, just give yourself a little bit of it rather than having a binge, because if you completely abstain from everything that's bad for you, a lot of times you'll go into a binge sort of situation, and then your body really gets out of control. The other thing you can do is if you do know that you're going to be going on a binge, just a small binge, hopefully, you can take extra Gymina is one of the supplements that I recommend, or an extra multivitamin just to strengthen your body. Also, NutriWest has a lot of great products out there, and one of them is called Core Level Pancreas. That's wonderful for the pancreas. And if you want additional information, please buy my book. You can go over to the name of the book is called Diabetes Diet, and you can go over to our website, which is curediabetestoday.com, and just click on the Order Now button, and you can get the book right there. We hope that you enjoyed the segment, and I look forward to having feedback from each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.